An aerial survey of the northern state of Uttarakhand shows large areas of farmland submerged. Heavy rain in the past 3 days has led to flooding and landslides, which have destroyed homes and bridges and killed dozens of people in northern and southern India. More than 300 people have been rescued and thousands relocated in Uttarakhand.
All our rescue forces have been deployed to several flood-affected areas on rafts and ropes. The National Disaster Response Force has also deployed several teams. We are working on clearing several roads that have been closed due to flood damage.
Thousands of people remain cut off in the districts of Almora and Ranikhet after landslides blocked roads. The worst affected region of Kumaon recorded its heaviest daily rainfall since records began 124 years ago. Kumaon is on the border with Nepal, where around 50 people have been killed and 30 are missing after flooding and landslides there. Meanwhile, in southern India, cleanup operations are continuing in Kerala, where dozens have been killed during the past week's torrential rain. Local authorities have been releasing water from dams, which were nearly full.
3 days since the worst of the flooding in Kerala, thousands of people are staying in relief camps like this one. The government has also doubled the number of shelters since Sunday as it instructs people living in low-lying areas to move.
Flooding from monsoon rains is an annual occurrence in Kerala, but people living in one of the worst affected districts, Kottayam, told Al Jazeera they have never experienced anything like it. Rama Suresh is one of many people living in relief camps after their homes were destroyed.
In my life, I never thought something like this could happen to us because our house is on higher ground and was a little safer than the people living further down. Earlier, when there was a small flood or the water level rose, the neighbours used to come to our house to stay there until the level went down. That's how safe our house was, so I have no idea how this happened.
Uttarakhand and Kerala are in opposite ends of India, but climatologists say both states are experiencing more extreme rainfall events because of climate change. They're also in ecologically fragile regions, Uttarakhand in the Himalayas and Kerala in the Western Ghats mountain range. Environmentalists say mining, construction projects and deforestation in mountains, which are prone to landslides, are leading to more disasters. Elizabeth Puranam, Al Jazeera, Kottayam, Kerala.